So, beautiful souls, wherever you are on this magical planet, you are amazing. You are loved. Just start breathing. Breathing into your magical body. Breathe deeper and longer and slower. And let's just be in this space. Breathe into your body deeper and longer and slower. Settle down into this space. Be here, be now. Feel your body, feel the space, feel the connection between your body and the space. Feel the space being an extension of your physicalness and your body being an extension of the space. Merging as one as you continue to breathe. There is no separation. You are a child of the universe. Breathe deeper and longer and slower. As you're breathing into your body, you'll become aware of a blue light, a blue and diamond light flowing in through the walls, down through the ceiling, up through the floor. The blue is a sky blue. This frequency, this diamond and this sky blue frequency move towards your physical body, getting closer and closer. They start to swirl around the outside of it, over your head, underneath your feet, around your chest, around your back, swirling in a clockwise direction, getting brighter and stronger. Swirling around the outside of you like a sky blue and diamond tornado. You start to breathe this frequency in. You breathe it in through your nose, up into your mind. It flows into your left brain, into your right brain. It flows around the outside of your skull, down through your head, your face, your neck, your throat, through your shoulders, your chest and back. It flows through your spinal column, middle back, lower back, into your buttocks. It flows through your heart, your lungs, your rib cage, down through every vital organ, through your hips, your groin. It swirls through your thighs and your hamstrings, down through your knees, your calves, past your shins, into your ankles, through your feet, all the way to the tips of your toes. It flows through your shoulders, down your arms, through your elbows, your forearms, your wrists, into your hands, fingers and thumbs. Continue to breathe in this powerful light. until the inside of your body is completely full. From the top of your head to the tips of your toes, from the tips of your fingers and thumbs to your crown. Once the inside of your body is full of this sky blue and diamond light, in your mind, say thank you and keep breathing. Feel the gratitude in your heart as every cell communicates with every other cell, vibrating, dancing, jumping around, fizzing. You vibrate faster and faster. You feel your heart expanding. And then you look up in front of you. You see a tiny portal. The diameter of this portal is 9 centimeters. This circular portal opens in the empty space, just vibrating. And then you see a stream of light flow out from that portal. It flows through the empty space down towards you. A stream of electromagnetic light flows towards your heart and it stops 30 centimeters in front of you. You see another portal open up to the right, one open up to the left, another opens up behind you. You feel it. Streams of light flow out from each of these portals through the empty space and stop 20 to 30 centimeters away from your heart. These streams of light are like platforms, like bridges. You see something running out from the portals, from each of them, in front, left, right. You can feel it from behind. There are tiny little miniature unicorns, ever so small. Many of them running out from the portals. Blessings of unicorns running across these platforms of electrical energy. They race towards your heart, getting closer and closer. They slow down before the end of the platform and stop. You look forwards, they're staring up at you, multicolored unicorns. Different colors, different frequencies, different colored horns. The energy is incredible. They look like unicorns from the fairy kingdom. One by one, these tiny little miniature unicorns open their hearts. Hundreds of tiny little lasers flow through the empty space towards your heart chakra. They get closer and closer. Ten centimeters, 5 centimeters, and boom! Hundreds of tiny electrical lights penetrate your heart chakra. Energy flows from these miniature unicorns into your heart. And then each unicorn lifts up their head and points their horn towards your pineal glands. The horns start to glow and vibrate. And then you see light flowing out from the tips. These electrical spirals race through the empty space towards your third eye. They race towards your head. They get closer. 15 centimeters, 10 centimeters, 5, and boom! They penetrate your third eye. Your third eye starts to vibrate. Your pineal gland starts to vibrate. Those calcite crystals in the center, they start to jump up and down, shaking and shuddering. As your pineal gland glows and vibrates, the electrical energy from these miniature unicorn's horns flows into your consciousness. You vibrate faster and faster. The baby unicorns, they open their hearts wider. The energy so playful, so peaceful, so gentle. The energy races around the inside of your physical body, and then light codes start to flow from their horns Light codes and geometrical patterns flow from their cosmic hearts, through the electrical streams and into your minds, into your hearts. They communicate with your spinal column. They start to communicate with your vital organs, your nervous system, your left and right brain. Each energy center from your crown to your root on a 5D level. You vibrate faster and faster. You then become aware of a blanket of multicolored light that starts to flow up through the floor. It flows up slowly but surely around your body, up past your legs, your knees, your buttocks, your hips. It flows up over your body until it passes up over your crown, flowing up into the space above, this blanket of electrical, multicolored light flows up through the miniature unicorns, up through the ceiling. You vibrate faster and faster. You then start to breathe in this multicolored light. Electrical charges race around the inside of your body and your light body starts to rise. As you breathe this light into your physicalness, you feel your light body detaching, elevating, ascending, slowly moving up through the empty space. You rise up through your crown, up through your shoulders, rising up and up. You move up through the multicolored frequency, leaving your physical body behind. You look back down at your physicalness, and as you observe it being in two spaces at the same time, you watch those platforms of light flowing out from those miniature portals edge closer and closer towards your heart. They get within 15 centimeters, 10, 5. Those electrical platforms flow into your heart and those miniature unicorns jump off the platform and start to run around the inside of your body. They start to work on your cells, on your DNA. These miniature unicorns are powerful quantum healers. You can feel them cantering and galloping around the inside of you, up and down your spinal column, as you continue to rise up through this multicolored light, getting higher and higher. As you rise up through the space feeling lighter, you look over to the left-hand side. You see a portal, a multicolored portal with a gold center. Around the portal, there are star constellations. The portal is 33 meters away from you, spinning in a clockwise direction. As it spins, it starts to draw your consciousness towards it. You move through the empty space, being magnetized, getting closer and closer. You get within 25 meters. Fifteen. 12, 9, 6, 3, and whoosh! You enter that portal, twisting, tumbling and turning, ebbing and flowing like liquid light. You look down, you've got no legs, left and right. You've got no arms, pure frequency, traveling through the space faster and faster. You look around, you see cold frequency lights as you twist and tumble, spin and spiral faster and faster. You feel your heart expanding, your consciousness weaving through the fabric of the portal. As your consciousness and the portal blend as one frequency, one geometrical equation, the light intensifies. You feel the frequency of those miniature unicorns inside your light body. As you flow faster and faster, you feel so free. Ecstasy, divinity, unconditional love. Making your way through this space, you see a light at the end of the tunnel, 600 meters, 500, 400, 300, 2, 1, and whoosh! You pop out the other side. You look down, you're 20 meters above a violet field. There are flowers all over the field, different colors, yellow, green, blue, purple, white. You look left, you look right, you see your arms and your hands, you look down, you see your legs and your feet, your light body's back. You start to descend down towards the violet grass. You look up, you see blue skies. You look over to the right-hand side, you see hedges, multicolored hedges, and several fields over you see something moving around. As you get closer and closer to the ground, whatever you are observing disappears as you come down below the hedge. You get 8 meters from the ground, 6, 4, 2, you land gently on the violet grass inside this field. You start to walk to the right, curious as to what you're observing. You make your way through the space. You're about 20 to 30 meters from the hedge. You start to walk ever so fast. And as you walk faster, you find that you're levitating off the ground. Not actually walking on the grass at all. You then become aware that if you slide your feet from left to right, you can ice skate through the empty space or rollerblade through the empty space. You start to push to the left and push to the right, and you start to slide through the atmosphere, slide through the air, slide through this environment. You get within 10 meters of the hedge. You're going to jump it in 3, 2, 1, whoosh. You jump over the hedge and into the next field. You continue to skate through the empty space. About a meter below the top of the hedge that's up in front of you on the other side of this field. Moving faster and faster. You're about 60 meters from the other side. 50. Getting faster and faster. 40. 30, 20, 10, and whoosh, you jump over through the empty space, landing in the next field. This field is empty once again. It's the next one along that had something inside of it. You wonder to yourself what it was. Excited, you skate through the empty space faster and faster. 60 meters from the other side. 50 meters. 40. 30. 20. 10. And whoosh! You jump over the hedge. You land in the empty space and look around. There are unicorns everywhere. A huge field full of unicorns. You land on the violet grass gently. The unicorns stop and look at you. There are hundreds of them. You start to walk forwards through the violet grass. Unicorns walk up towards you. They push their nose into your body. You stroke them. You give them a kiss. You carry on walking. You can hear the unicorns communicating with you telepathically. I love you, beautiful soul. Welcome home. As you make your way through this space, the energy is intense. So much love. You feel joy in your heart. Light. So much light. There are violet unicorns, silver unicorns, multicolored unicorns. You then feel something on your left shoulder. You stop and you turn. You see a black unicorn with multicolored stripes. She looks into your eyes and says, "How are you doing? My name's Alana." Maybe you've met Alana before. She's part of the Star Magic tribe. She lets you know she's going to escort you to a very special place. She starts to walk. You smile, you follow her. You put your hand up on her neck. You stroke her. She shakes and shudders. She loves your touch. You feel light pouring out from her body into your heart. You feel light flowing from the space all around you, from the hearts of all of the unicorns into your heart. You look down to your right. You see two tiny little unicorns about a foot and a half off the ground, ever so small. They look up at you. You see stardust floating in their aura. They start to chase each other around the field. It makes you smile, your heart is singing. As you make your way through this space, the unicorns observing you, sending light codes from their horns into your shoulders, into your chest, into your back, into your legs. They know where you need healing. As you make your way through this space, surrender to this experience. Alana starts to move over to the left. You walk next to her. The unicorns start to clear a passageway. Up in front of you, you see some kind of transparent structure. An object, a structure with many, many sides. Alana lets you know that this is a healing chamber. A healing chamber that you'll only find on this planet. She lets you know that beings from all over the universe and beyond come here to heal. And today you're going into this chamber to heal. To expand before you go on to the next stage of this journey. As you get closer and closer towards that structure, you can feel your belly, your sacral and solar area. It starts to vibrate. It feels like it's churning. As you get closer and closer towards this structure, you get within 15 meters. Ten meters. 5 meters. A golden ramp starts to flow out from the side of this structure, down towards the ground in front of you. It appears ever so quick. You start to walk up this golden ramp. A door appears in the side. Alana asks you to stop. You turn. You look down at her. She's down on the ground as you walk up this golden ramp. She lets you know that once you get inside, the structure will give you instructions. She lets you know that it's going to be dark. You're not going to be able to see anything, but just to relax and go through this process. She winks at you, and the tip of her horn glows. A small sparkle of light codes flows through the empty space, up over your body and down through your crown. It flows into your left and right brain. An instant download of codes changes your vibration. You start to walk up the golden ramp towards the door. You get within a few meters. 2 meters. 1 meter. You walk through the door into the structure. You look around, it's completely empty. You walk inside, the door behind you closes. It goes completely dark. You're walking through empty space. You can hear this geometry communicate with you. It asks you to walk to the center and just be. As you walk forwards, you see a glistening diamond light, ever so small. That is the center of the space. You walk towards it, getting closer and closer within a couple of meters. 1 meter. You walk up towards that diamond light, hovering, suspended, levitating. That diamond light vibrates in your heart space and then disappears. You're in darkness once again. As you vibrate in this space, this geometry, it starts to communicate with you. You hear the voice of Alana. You hear the voice of your own higher self. You start to hear the voices of your ancestors, the voices of your multidimensional selves in galactic lifetimes. As the voices communicate with you, they ask you to bring all of your awareness into your body and to just be in this space. And to go deeper into your own consciousness and to ask this question. Where are the aspects of my inner child that need healing? Where are the aspects of my inner child that have been lost? And as you be in this space, just allow whatever surfaces to surface. As you vibrate in this space, you start to feel a very cool energy. It flows all around you and it cocoons you. It cocoons your light body. Your legs naturally move into the lotus position as you vibrate in this space. Where are the parts, the aspects of my inner child that are lost? Where are the aspects of my inner child that need healing? Ask this question again and again and see what surfaces inside this dark space. This dark space is a mirror image of your own body, of your own consciousness. As you ask this question, you will feel. Maybe you'll see aspects of your inner child walk out from the empty space into this cool chamber that immediately surrounds you. You may see yourself as a 1-year-old or a 2-year-old. Maybe you see an extraterrestrial incarnation where your inner child got dismantled. Maybe you become aware of a unicorn a life that you experience somewhere in the quantum field. You can hear the voices of your ancestors, of your multidimensional selves, of Alana, like one frequency, communicating with you, asking you to open your heart and to connect with these aspects of you that you see, that you feel, that you experience, that you know that are there in the empty space all around you. You can reach out to them and hug them. You can reach out to them and let you know you love them. You can reach out to them and give them a kiss. You can open your heart wider and connect with each one of these aspects of you on a multidimensional level, heart to heart to heart to heart. Open your heart wider. As you connect to these aspects of you, they dissolve into light and flow through the space and into your heart. One by one, you heal these aspects, these lost pieces, some of them sad, some of them in fear, some of them feeling guilty. Just love them. That's all you need to do. Just love them. Connect with them and transmute the anger, the fear, the frustration, the guilt, the jealousy, the lack of self-worth. As you transmute these aspects, you feel yourself getting lighter and lighter. This old stuck energy just falls by the wayside. Ask the question again. What aspects of my inner child are lost? Where are the aspects of my inner child that are lost? Where are the aspects of my inner child that need healing? Are there any other aspects that need to come into healing right now? Allow these aspects to come to you. You feel yourself becoming more whole. You also sense something else in the space with you. You're not sure what it is, but it feels incredible. This call called light that is surrounding your immediate space starts to dissolve. And as it starts to dissolve, this dark black geometrical shape that you're inside of, it starts to shift its frequency. You look down at your hands. You look down at your feet. They start to turn to a golden color, a golden light, a high vibrational, translucent gold. You look over to your left-hand side. You see a great big golden unicorn. It's a queen. You look over to the right. You see her king. They are huge. 6 meters tall. Around 10 to 12 meters long. They stand there. Royal. The energy in the space is profound. The queen. She starts to communicate with you telepathically. She lets you know that you've lived on this planet before. You've been a unicorn several times. You've also inhabited other planets as unicorns. but you've been here. They remember you. They honor you, they love you, and they respect you. The queen and the king, they bow their heads, their gigantic heads. They place those gigantic horns right next to your light body. The tips of their horns start to glow a crystal white color, and a crystal light, warm light starts to flow out from the tips of their horns. It starts to form a bubble of light around your light body, and then light codes start to flow out from their horns inside this bubble. The bubble starts to spin clockwise, and the light codes, they're drawn into your light body. You start to download these frequencies and download these codes. The queen, she communicates with you again and lets you know these are integration codes to help you integrate the aspects of your inner child that you just brought into healing. You feel your heart expanding and expanding. You feel your body shifting, your body changing. Something is happening. You're going through some kind of metamorphosis. You feel this bubble of light around you expanding and expanding. You feel yourself bending over, hunched over. Your consciousness, your light body shapeshifts. You become aware that you're turning into a unicorn. Your legs become the back legs. Your arms become the front legs. Your body becomes the body. Your neck becomes the neck. Your head and face become the head and face. You move your golden tail. As that light still swirls and spins around the outside of you, downloading these codes, the king starts to communicate with you telepathically. He says, "Welcome home, dear child." He then opens his heart. A thunderous light crashes into your heart chakra. With a thunderous roar, it explodes in your heart. You've never felt a frequency like it. The queen then opens her heart. A divine feminine energy collides with the king's light in the center of your heart chakra. Your body vibrates like crazy. The light around you disappears. You see a mirror in front of you. You look into the mirror and see your own self as a unicorn. You look down, you lift up one of your hooves and put it up in front of you. You smile to yourself. As you vibrate in this space, the king asks you to follow him. He turns. As he starts to walk, this geometrical shape, the structure, it fizzles into the empty space. And you see a golden field in front of you. Everything in this density is created in the moment. The king lets you know that he wants to introduce you to some of his children. They're playing over in the park. As you walk forwards through the space, you look over to the right-hand side. You start to see structures. There are octahedrons, cubes, icosahedrons, spheres. You see what look like fairground rides, water slides. It looks like some great big gigantic adventure park. As you get closer towards it, you can hear screams and shouts and whistles like kids playing, going crazy. You trot around to the king's right-hand side, walking next to him, looking up at this gigantic specimen of a unicorn. The muscles in his legs, in his back, in his neck, fearless, at the same time calm and composed. The energy that exuberates from his being, from his essence, it commands authority. You feel extraordinary to be in his presence. He lets you know his name is Kinsha. He's more than 7,000 years old in human years. As you get closer and closer to this adventure pack, the shouting, the screaming, the whistling, the laughter gets louder. You see unicorns running around the ground. You look over to the left-hand side. You see two crystal red unicorns running towards you, about 30 or 40 meters away. Cantering through the space. Getting closer and closer. They get within 20 meters. 15, ever so excited. They slow down into a trot. They trot up into your space. Kinsha lets you know that these are two of his daughters. They're going to show you around the adventure pack. He lets you know to have fun, to let go, and he will see you again afterwards. The unicorns introduce themselves as Girisha and Akna. They ask you to follow them. Giggling, they start to trot towards the adventure park, which is about 25 meters in front of you. You follow them, getting closer and closer. You see unicorns on Ferris wheels. There are unicorns on some kind of catapult. You see a great big catapult that launches unicorns through the empty space. Akna turns around to you and says, would you like to have a go? Of course you say yes. They rush over towards this incredible contraption, this incredible structure. It's like two rods of lights that go 333 meters up into the air. Some kind of electromagnetic band is hanging from it. As you get closer, Grisha, she starts to communicate with the structure. There's no one controlling it. They control these toys with their minds. They start to bring this light. These two streams, these two electromagnetic ropes that have a seat in the center of it. They bring it down towards the ground. It's about 2 meters wide. They ask you to go and stand in front of it. You go and stand in front of it, and the back of it starts to wrap itself around you. It seamlessly flits around the back of your body, and then it levitates you up into the air. You're pulled backwards, slowly but surely, increasing the tension. The two unicorns look up at you and ask you to relax. They let you know that once you get fired through the empty space, the only way to stop is by using your own consciousness. You can stop yourself in the empty space. You can gallop through the empty space. And then gallop and turn around and race back towards them when you're ready. They pull you back further and further and further. Further and further. Your heart starts to pound. They ask you if you're ready. Of course you say yes. They count from 5 to 4, 3, 2, One, and whoosh! You're fired forwards ever so fast, flying, hurtling through the empty space over the adventure park. Your legs flapping around in the empty space. You look down, it feels amazing. You're flying forwards so fast. You glance back over your shoulder. You must have covered 250 meters. You're not slowing down, you're speeding up. Racing through the empty space, it feels like fun. And then you remember, just gallop. You put your legs down and you start to gallop. You start to take control, and then you're galloping through the empty space. You start to turn around and race back over the adventure park, and you hear Aknar communicating with you telepathically. She lets you know whatever you think will be there. Whatever you create, whatever you decide, will be there in your mind. And as you're galloping through the empty space, you imagine a trampoline, and a great big multicolored trampoline appears. You jump up in the air, headed down towards it. You spring off the trampoline, spiraling and cartwheeling through the empty space, flipping over and over and over. And then you imagine a golden pond. It appears in front of you and splash. You end up in the liquid light, being in this space. You start to swim to the side of the pool, getting closer and closer. Geisha and Aknar are there to greet you, laughing at you, smiling, jumping up and down, giggling. So much fun, isn't it? They communicate with you. You start to climb out of the side of the pool, up onto the grass. They ask you if you want to play and slide through some water chutes. Of course, you say yes. You look over to your left-hand side, and there's an elevator. You and the two crystal red unicorns walk inside the elevator. You then start to ascend, going up and up and up. 100 meters, 150, 200, 250, 300, 350, 400 meters, you stop. You look down over the adventure park. It looks amazing. Unicorns jumping and playing, running, having so much fun. The door of the elevator opens. You see three lanes, one for you and one for the other two. You decide to take the middle lane. You walk towards it, stood on all fours. You see water, liquid light, rushing underneath your feet, flowing ever so fast. And then another unicorn appears behind you. One appears behind all three of you. The unicorns get up on their hind legs and put their front hooves up on your backside and then push you forwards. You start to slide down this water slide on all fours. Sliding down and down, it dips ever so steep. You race faster. You slide off your legs and end up on your back, your legs up in the air, racing down this water slide ever so fast. Around, left, right. You go up and over, racing faster and faster. You look left, you look right, you look at the other two, having a whale of a time. You look up in front of you. The water slide, it starts to enclose itself. It goes into a tunnel. You disappear into the tunnel. You start to pick up speed. And then there's a huge drop. You start to drop down 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 meters. And then you take off again forwards, spinning over and over, racing through this water slide. So much fun. Just kick back and relax as this water slide takes you on this journey. Left, right, up, down, racing over and over. Surrender to this experience. traveling through this water slide. You start to spin around. As you travel forwards, you spin around in a crazy circle. You can't control it. At the same time, you just surrender to it, laughing to yourself internally. You've not had this much fun for ages. As you spin, you look up in front. You see a great big blue light. You start to race towards that blue light, 60 meters in front of you. 50, 40, 30, 20, 10, and whoosh! You fly out the other side. You're flying through the empty space. 60 meters off the ground, you look down. There are great big inflatable electromagnetic pillows. They go on for hundreds of meters in all directions. You start to fall towards them. You get closer and closer, 50 meters. The other two unicorns are falling with you. 30, 20, 10. You bounce into the electromagnetic pillow and you're fired back up into the empty space. Hovering for a moment, you start to fall again towards the pillows. Bouncing up and down. Looking around at the other unicorns. There are loads of them. You see Grisha and Akna, those two crystal red unicorns, laughing. As you hit the pillow and jump, hit the pillow and spring up into the air, vibrating, expanding. The next time you hit the pillow is going to be the last time. You flow down towards it, getting closer and closer. You hit the pillow, you spring up into the empty space, rising up and up and up. And as you look up above you, you see what looks like a square, a large multicolored square. The frequency of it is so strong. You get closer and closer and closer towards it, rising up and up and up. You get within 30 meters, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. You move inside a large pyramid, which is empty. You float down towards the ground. The other two unicorns are with you. You're in some kind of great big pyramid. Way up above the adventure park. The two unicorns ask you to follow them. You follow them towards the center. You look down at the ground. You see stars engraved into this crystalline structure. You see the constellation of the Pleiades, the constellation of Ophiuchus, the constellation of Leo. You see different planets that you recognize, suns and moons. As you look down at the ground, it looks like you're floating through the cosmos. You make your way into the center of this space, where you stop. The two unicorns, they move away from you. One in front, one behind. They get 12 meters away and then they stop. As you vibrate in the space, you look around at the ground. The floor of this pyramid starts to come alive. You see energy, like smoke and mist, rising up from the ground through the empty space. It rises up and up. As it rises up, this mist starts to dissipate. And in its place, there are unicorns stood before you, to your left, to your right, behind. You see the king and queen in front of you, those great big golden bodies staring at you. You see the cosmos in their aura, in their energy field. You look down in front of you, maybe 2 to 3 meters, There are thousands of miniature unicorns, all dancing around like little fairies on the ground. Behind them, there are baby unicorns, several rows. And then unicorns that are a little bit older, a little bit bigger. And around the outside, you see the king and the queen and their closest sisters and brothers. You see blue sapphire unicorns the same size as the king and queen. Emerald ones, platinum ones, jet black ones, multicolored ones like Alana. And then you look over to the left, and there is Alana in a gigantic form. You realize that Alana isn't any old unicorn. You then look over to the right hand side. You see a crystal white unicorn with a golden horn. You recognize her, or may recognize her as Wisdom, another member of the Star Magic tribe. There are carnelian unicorns, fluorite frequencied unicorns, crystal white unicorns, violet unicorns, yellow and orange unicorns, turquoise unicorns. You're surrounded by unicorns. Miniature ones, baby ones, adult ones, kings and queens. The energy in this pyramid is wild. You feel your heart vibrating ever so fast. The miniature unicorns, they walk towards the feet of your light body. They get closer and closer. They walk onto your feet and start to walk up your body, up your shins, up your calves. They walk up past your knees, the backs of your legs, your thighs, hamstrings, buttocks. They walk up over your lower back, your belly. They walk up your chest, over your heart, through your middle and upper back, onto your shoulders. They walk up over the back of your neck, up over the front of your face. Hundreds of them, thousands of them, standing all over your light body. Light starts to flow out from their hooves and locks into your consciousness. You start to vibrate, and then the baby unicorns open their hearts. Starlight starts to flow from their hearts through the empty space towards you, getting closer and closer. 1 meter, half a meter, and boom, it penetrates your heart. The baby unicorns then open their horns. Two streams of light flow out from each of their horns, one blue and one jade. They flow through the empty space. All of the blue streams flow towards your left brain and all of the jade streams towards your right brain. They get closer and closer. Half a meter, 25 centimeters, and boom! They flow into your left and right brain. You start to download information from these baby unicorns, whilst the miniature unicorns open their hearts. Light starts to flow from the miniature unicorns' hearts into every biophoton of light in your light body. You vibrate faster and faster. You feel your heart expanding and expanding in this space. The next rows of unicorns start to open their hearts. They open their hearts ever so wide. Hundreds of streams of light, like a wave of magic, flows through the empty space towards your light body. It gets closer and closer. 3 meters, 2 meters, 1 meter, and boom! It flows through every biophoton of light. This powerful wave of energy flows from front to back, back to front, left to right, right to left. You vibrate uncontrollably. And then your light body starts to expand. You start to grow taller and wider. And then the boundaries of your light body start to vibrate ever so fast and dissolve into the empty space. Your arms, your hands, your legs, your feet, your fingers, your thumbs, your toes, they dissolve into pure geometry, pure frequency, pure consciousness. You look at your chest. It starts to shapeshift. It starts to morph. Your light body and the body of a unicorn blending into the empty space. Your hooves have gone. Your tail's gone. Your mane disappears. Your back, it dissolves into nothing. You blend into cold, into frequency, into light. And you expand through the space. Vibrating faster and faster. There are three more layers of unicorns, three more rows before you get to the gigantic ones at the back, the kings, the queens. These three rows of unicorns, they open their hearts. As they open their hearts, you see spheres, spheres of golden light, violet light, magenta light, flow out from their hearts like bubbles of love. They flow through the empty space, getting closer and closer towards you, flowing towards the center of the circle. These bubbles of love, they explode, boom, boom, releasing cold into the atmosphere. These bubbles of light, they continue to explode, releasing powerful sets of information streams into the empty space. They flow through you, waves of consciousness on a level that's hard to fathom. You feel yourself communicating with them, becoming them. You expand and expand and expand, and it feels incredible. The king and the queen then open their hearts. Multicolored lasers flow from their hearts through the empty space towards your heart. It feels like your heart is everywhere. The blue sapphire unicorns open their hearts. The orange and yellow unicorns open theirs, the diamond unicorns, the electric green, the emeralds, the carnelian unicorns open their horns. One by one, every single gigantic unicorn at the back of this space opens their horns. Light starts to flow towards your heart, getting closer and closer. 3, 2, 1, and boom! There's a gigantic explosion of energy which ripples through the empty space and through the walls of the pyramid. It flows down through the floor and up through the apex. The apex is activated, and then a large crystalline stream flows down through the empty space towards you. It feels like your heart is expanded throughout the whole pyramid. And this multicolored laser stream above is going to penetrate your heart right in the center. 6 meters, 5 meters, 4, 3, 2, 1, and boom! That light flows into your heart. Light starts to download from the apex of this pyramid into your consciousness. You feel yourself floating, expanding, downloading, and as you do, expanded throughout this space, you start to see all of your inner children. In this reality, your 0-year-old self, when you were first born, when you first incarnated, you see yourself at 1 year old, 2 years old, 3 years old. They start to appear, just floating in the empty space. These inner children are bathing in this frequency with you. They are you. You are them. There is no separation. You start to see all of your younger selves up until the age that you are now, bathing in this sea of bliss, this sea of harmony, this sea of love, this sea of healing and transformation. Surrender to this experience and allow the codes and the frequencies and the unicorns in this space to heal you at the deepest possible level. You vibrate, you float, you expand. As you look at all of your younger selves, you feel such a deep connection to all of these aspects of you. You see them all in this space having so much fun, even the ones that were lost. They're there loving life. They're there loving this experience. They're there loving you. As you vibrate in this space, expanding and expanding and expanding, the love intensifies. As you vibrate in this space, you feel a magnetizing pull. You feel your heart in the center of this pyramid, vibrating and spinning. And as it does, it starts to magnetize all of these aspects of you back into yourself once again. You see your zero-year-old self flow back into your heart and dissolve into you. Then your one-year-old self, then your two, three, and four, they race towards you, one after the other. Every single aspect of you flows back into your heart space, smiling as they re-enter you, as they come into alignment with you, healing. You feel so light, so fresh, so rejuvenated, pure love. Each one of your younger selves disappears into your heart. Until each one of you is drawn back into the center. You look down, you see your legs. You look left and right, you see your arms vibrating in the center of this space. The unicorns staring at you. Those miniature unicorns still plugged into your light body, downloading data, downloading light codes. Still connected to the king and the queen and every other unicorn in this space. The light still downloading from the apex above into your crown chakra. You vibrate uncontrollably. The unicorns in front of you, they start to clear a pathway. And then the queen walks towards you, that great big golden body. She walks through the space. As she does, you rise further off the ground until your face is in line with hers. She walks right up towards you. She steps forwards and puts her great big head over your shoulder. You wrap your arms around her. You give her a great big hug. Her neck is huge. As you hug her, she opens her heart, and a blanket of electric pink and violet swirls around your light body. It feels like you're being hugged by your unicorn mother. She whispers into your consciousness, "I love you. I've missed you. Welcome home." The embrace is one you'll never forget. As you connect with each other profoundly in this space, you start to get flashbacks, inner knowings, memories of your unicorn childhood on this planet. As you start to have the experience in your own consciousness, the flashbacks, the knowings, it starts to activate that unicorn inside of you. The queen whispers into your consciousness once again, "You are a unicorn at heart. Never forget this. Unicorns are never sad. Unicorns never step into fear. Unicorns are never guilty." Unicorns only know love. Unicorns know love and nothing else. She reminds you that you are love and that you've always been loved. She reminds you to connect with that inner unicorn. Allow it to guide you. Allow it to become you. Allow it to flourish within your human consciousness. As you hug the queen, she opens her heart wider, the pink and the violet lights surrounds you, cradles you, and nurtures you. And as it does, you become aware of a little unicorn inside of your belly. A diamond and emerald unicorn. The queen reminds you that this is you. You can feel her dancing. You can feel her unicorn spirit flowing through your shoulders, your back, your chest, your arms, your hands, your fingers, your thumbs. She reminds you never to lose touch of this. Nurture this aspect of you every single day. As she opens her heart wider, you've never felt so loved in all of your life. Just be in this space for a moment and surrender. Feel the love. The queen, she takes her neck and her head off of your shoulder. That pink and violet frequency remains around your light body. The tiny little miniature unicorns, they walk through your light body to the inside of you and dissolve into your consciousness. The queen takes a step back. She opens her horn. A laser penetrates your pineal gland. And then she raises you up through the empty space whilst you're attached to her horn. Downloading codes, you rise up 2 meters, 3 meters, 4 meters. You then stop. She retracts the laser beam from her horn. All of the unicorns stare up at you, smiling. You can hear them all whispering into your consciousness. Please come back and visit us. We love you so much. As you vibrate in this space, that unicorn spirit dancing around inside of you, you look over to your right-hand side. You see a multicolored portal vibrating 9 meters away from you. It spins in a clockwise direction. It starts to draw your consciousness towards it. You look down at the king. You look around at the royal beings, these unicorns, the babies, mesmerized. You get closer and closer. 2 meters, 1 meter, and whoosh! You enter the portal, twisting, tumbling and turning. Ebbing and flowing like liquid light. Twisting, tumbling and turning ever so fast. Spinning and spiraling. You look around, you see baby unicorns everywhere. Millions of them racing through this portal with you. Sharing their frequency with you one last time. It's as though you're flowing through a cosmic river of stardust and unicorns. Spinning and spiraling, you see a light at the end of the tunnel, 1,200 meters away, 1,100, 1,000, 900, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and whoosh! You pop out the other side. Inside that multicolored light, you look down and you see your physical body. You see the four tiny little portals. As you look around, you start to descend. You descend down towards your crown chakra, which opens like a 1,000-petaled, multicolored lotus flower. You get closer and closer. 2 meters. 1 meter. You flow down through your own crown, down through your pineal glands, through your head, your face, your neck, your throat, down into your cosmic heart. Your light starts to expand. Your crown chakra closes. You feel that unicorn spirit dancing in your belly. As you expand through your body, into your shoulders, arms, hands, fingers, thumbs, chest, back, legs, ankles, feet and toes, you feel those miniature unicorns racing around the inside of you, still working on your organs, on your bone structure, on your muscles. Your crown closes right up. Those miniature unicorns are going to stay with you, working on you for a few days. Allow them to be with you. They'll leave when the job is done. Those portals in the space around you, they start to dissolve, and those electrical streams dissipate into the empty space. You start to become aware of your body. The vibration in your bones, the tingle in your cells, the frequency in every muscle. We're going to count from 5 back to 0. When we get to 0, we'll open our eyes, come back into the space, and just be. Take your time, there's no hurry. Five, four, three, two, one, 0. Whenever you're ready, open your eyes, come back into this space, and just be. Take your time, there's no hurry. Just be in this space, feel the energy, feel the love. Feel that unicorn spirit racing around the inside of you. Feel the magic. Just be here for a moment. Enjoy this space.